You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Obama reduced the sentence of WikiLeaks source Chelsea Manning to 29 years. In 2010, Manning released a trove of documents to WikiLeaks regarding the wars in Iraq, including policy to ignore torture and civilian death. Most people convicted of leaking have received sentences of between 1 and 3 years. Reporter Amanda Robinson spoke to Margaret Taylor from Amnesty International about the historic move and started off by asking what the situation with Manning is.
Yes, Chelsea Manning was a US Army private who actually leaked classified government material to the website WikiLeaks, and that material highlighted human rights violations and potentially breaches of international humanitarian law by US troops. For that crime, she was sentenced to 35 years in military prison. More recently, she has become famous as announced that she was transgender and wished to live as a woman, and so is famous also for being a transgender inmate, but one who very bravely is both a whistleblower but a human rights defender.
Absolutely. And what has happened as a result of that whistleblowing? What has happened to those suspected of criminal responsibility? Have they been brought to justice at all?
No, the truly appalling thing about this case, not just the 7 years that Chelsea Manning has been held in really bad conditions in prison, is that those implicated by the information she revealed have never been brought to justice. Now, that includes grave human rights abuses and by the military. So Amnesty International is calling for those people implicated in such violations to be investigated and brought to justice.
Absolutely, and Amnesty International is also calling upon President Obama to use his executive power in his last couple of days to pardon Edward Snowden. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Edward Snowden is a whistleblower who shared US intelligence documents with journalists, and that was in June 2013. Effectively, we're asking President Obama to pardon him because what he revealed was the fact that the US government was secretly hoovering up huge chunks of our personal communications, private emails, phone locations, web histories, and so much more. Basically, it was the US government which was in breach of human rights, not Edward Snowden.
Yeah, definitely. And it seems as if Obama is kind of using these last few days to do what he can in his term as president. How do you think cases like these will be dealt with under a Trump government?
Well, irrespective of whether it's a Trump government or an Obama government, Amnesty International is a human rights watchdog, and we have and will continue to call for the protection and promotion of human rights by all presidents and by the governments that they represent, actually. So we will continue to campaign for the strongest protection and promotion of human rights by president-elect.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.